Just so you know, each week we receive hundreds of legal inquiries. The legal team selects the best questions from the week, and then we share them with you. Here are a few questions that I received from inquiries made to my office recently. The first question is from Pierre L. He asks, I own some real estate with a friend. We are falling out. Can a property owner force their co-owner to sell their jointly held property in order to obtain their share of a property's value? My answer to this is that tenants in common can compel the sale of a co-owned property through a legal action called partition. In certain circumstances where ownership is held as joint tenancies, courts cannot compel co-owners to sell their property. This is why it is so important to have an attorney review the magic legal language when creating a deed, so there are no far-reaching legal consequences that one lives to regret at a later date. I hope that helps. The next question is from Russell in Hanover, Michigan. Russell says, our real estate agent is acting as our buyer's agent, and she disclosed our financial information to my brother-in-law. Is this legal? Well, Russell, it would be quite unprofessional and unnecessary if your brother-in-law has no relation to the contemplated purchase transaction. You may want to contact the agent's broker or the state of Michigan's licensing and regulatory affairs to register a complaint. With regards to bringing a legal action, you would have to show how you were financially damaged. And the final question today is from T in Garden City. They say, my son is having a hard time getting rid of everything in the home that he inherited in time for the closing. What can the new owners legally do to my son if we are unable to get rid of the contents in the home? Well, generally, purchase agreements have provisions that require that a home be vacated by the seller before a closing. That would include the seller's personal property. Buyers should perform a final walkthrough of a home before a closing to ensure that the home is in the same condition that it was at the time of the purchase offer and that repairs, if any, have been completed. Buyers do not have to close on a property if the overall condition of the home is not acceptable. If your son is having a difficult time paying for the removal of the home contents, the parties could also agree to hold money back from the seller's proceeds to pay for the removal of personal property. Thanks for listening to today's question and answer podcast. If you liked what you heard and learned, please share this podcast session with your friends and family. Feel free to contact us if you have any questions regarding contracts or real estate issues at www.provenresource.com. Dedicated to your success, David Sobel.